This goes to Troy Novak, N-O-V-A-K-P-A-C, fax 989-583-1914, regarding James Jorgensen, J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N, date of birth August 1st of 1957. Dear Troy, this is a consultation with Mr. Jorgensen to reestablish nephrology care with this practice. He was originally seen February 7th of 2017, a month before his living donor renal transplant on March 3rd of 2017, and then has been following up with University of Michigan Transplant Center since the transplant. But he would like to have visits closer to home and have this practice follow his care at this point. He's doing well. He generally has been getting lab studies done. He has been trying to get them done every 3 months, although his last labs were done in January of this year. Usually the creatinine level runs between 1.1 and 1.3, so he's been very stable. He's been feeling well. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No kidney transplant tenderness, no abdominal pain, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no foaminess, no incontinence, no dysuria, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. He does have known diabetic retinopathy, but he's able to drive and he's able to work full-time, still managing camper sites in Upper Michigan, he states, and no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no rashes, no excessive bruising. Past medical history is significant for atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperparathyroidism, diabetic retinopathy, a type 2 diabetes on insulin, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic immunosuppression for the renal transplant, obesity, surgical history. He's had multiple eye laser surgery. That is done through the Kellogg Eye Center in Ann Arbor. He's had placement of a right wrist AV fistula, and that is still functioning. No steel syndrome. He's had right carpal tunnel release done prior to the fistula placement, bilateral cataract removal, and right lower quadrant live donor renal transplant March 3rd of 2017. Social history. He is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1983. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he works full-time managing campground areas, sites in Upper Michigan, he states. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, stroke, and mother had uterine carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on Humalog. It's a sliding scale with each meal. Lantus is 24 units at bedtime. Lasix, 40 milligrams once daily. Hydralazine is 2 tablets, 3 times a day, 25 milligram. Nifedipine extended release is 60 milligram daily. Lipitor, 10 milligram at bedtime. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Celcept, he takes 750 milligram every 12 hours. Prograf, he takes 2 milligram in the morning and 1 in the evening of a 1 milligram tab. Vitamin D3 is 2,000 units daily. Coreg is 625 milligrams, 1 in the morning, 2 in the evening. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. And multivitamin, 1 daily. Please remove the hydralazine from that med list I just gave you. That is not, he's off hydralazine. And physical exam, height is 68 inches, weight 264 pounds, pulse 68 and regular, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 76. The patient did not take his blood pressure medications this morning. Right arm. We're not going to use blood pressures, take any blood pressures or blood in the right arm due to the placement of the AV fistula. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no JVD, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. The kidney transplant is in the right lower quadrant. It is non-tender to palpation. Bowel sounds normal, active. Femoral pulses 2 plus bilaterally, no evidence of hernia. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill 2 seconds, no ulcerations, no rashes, no lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 10th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.3, and that is stable for him. That's the usual level he's been running for several years. Calcium 9.1, sodium is 139, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus was 3.6. Urinalysis, negative for blood, 30 plus protein. The prograph level is 4.7. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio, slightly elevated at 49. Hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with history of living donor renal transplant March 3rd of 2017, hypertension, currently not controlled, but he did not take his medication this morning, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently a regular rhythm. And he is anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done at least every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He will avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.